All right, we're back. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood and Michael Tusky sitting in the research seat. In a few moments, we're going to bring on UVA legend Joe Palumbo, good old number 48 in your program.
Number one in their hearts. Absolutely. Joe Palumbo, he hails from Beaver, Pennsylvania, not too far from Beaver Falls. There was a quarterback once from Beaver Falls, and Joe, that's right up near Ambridge, Aliquippa. An awful lot of football players have come out of that part of Pennsylvania, just north of Pittsburgh. Joe was an All-American at the University of Virginia, is in the College Football Hall of Fame, I think played briefly in the NFL, yep. Is in the insurance business and has been for a long time in Charlottesville, still lives in Charlottesville. And without further ado, Joe, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
And I traded emails with Barry Parkhill today, and he wanted me to pass along his regards. I know you and Barry are very close.
Right. Thank you.
Well, Joe, recently we had on Kevin Eds, the producer of Wahoo Wah, and he sent me your segment, and I really enjoyed watching that. Obviously, your contributions to the football program back there in the late 40s, early 50s really were something. And give us a little bit of a feel of what football was like back then under Coach Art Gepp, and you were playing with Tom Scott and John Pappitt and all those guys. What was football like at UVA?
Well, it was a lot of fun, but it was hard work. Gepp made you toe the line. We'd always have to run after practice, and sometimes you were very tired, but he did a good job, and everybody ended up very pleased with the performances that he put on.
Joe, how did you get to the University of Virginia? You were from Beaver, Pennsylvania, as we mentioned. Were you recruited by Virginia, or exactly how did you end up in Charlottesville?
Well, I went to a school over in West Virginia, prep school, Greenbrier Military, and we had a lot of kids, a lot of boys that came down here a year before me, and we all kind of followed each other, and most of us, about four or five of us, have stayed here in Charlottesville since 1956, I think.
How is college football different today than it was back, a number of decades ago now?
Right. Well, I don't know, except that our group was pretty tight, and we had an obligation to each other to win if possible. So I don't think it's changed much. I think the recruiting is tough. You really have to do your homework to even go out for football, because the coaches can't afford to spend a lot of time and then lose a kid that didn't make the grade as far as scholastics are concerned.
Joe, looking here at your record during your 3 years of participation, 1949, 1950, and 1951, correct?
Right.
You guys were 7-2 in 49, 8-2 in 50, and then 8-1 in 51, and you garnered a bid to the Cotton Bowl, correct?
Right.
Now, tell us, walk us down the path where somehow the president of the school, Colgate Darden, says, "Nah, the boys have got exams. We're not going to take this bid."
You got it.
How could that have happened?
Well, that was his, he was president, and he could call the shots, and it was very disappointing. But, you have to go by the rules. That's about all you can say.
All right, we're gonna let you go on that one. I'm not gonna beat you up on that one.
Well, is the business school, is that name the Darden School, is that named after Colgate Darden?
Yes.
Turning on the Cotton Bowl doesn't seem like a real good business decision. It certainly wouldn't be today.
I can tell you the bowl games that Virginia could have gone to in all those years if Art Gepp had stayed.
Just a quick question in that regard. Back in those days, obviously the Rose Bowl was going on. I guess the Cotton Bowl was one of the premier bowls at that stage.
Exactly. They just had a few, and we felt pretty honored that we were asked. But as you aptly put it, we had to go by the rules with Mr. Darden, and that, you know, there wasn't any question.
And it seems like there was some faculty issues relative to the one thing I noticed in the article, the some faculty members were thinking that football was becoming too professional.
Exactly. Yeah.
Only 13 scholarships in those days. How could they possibly get so worked up about it? It just seems today almost mind-numbing. But anyway, so Joe, you were drafted into the NFL, and tell us about those years and what it was like to play in the NFL in those
well,
years.
I can't give you a big history on that because as soon as I graduated from Virginia, you had to go out to, you know, to whatever team that you were had to go, and that's we got short-circuited because we had to go into the service, which was important, and actually, if you get a little squirt like me, that's 5'11", and you're against a guy that's 6'6", that's pretty tough.
Understood.
Let's just let's fast forward to the present. I know you live in Charlottesville and you stay in touch with the program. Tell us your assessment of Coach London's first year and where you think the program's headed.
Well, my thoughts on it, Mike London will be a successful coach. There's no question about it. He works those kids hard. He tries to teach him everything that he has learned himself. And I can't say enough for him as far as my attitude to this fella and what he can do and what he's done. You know, you have to do some planning, and you can't take a shortcut, that's for sure. And I think, again, that he's going to be very successful.
That's great to hear. And, in fact, I think most all the former UVA football alumni have all made those same comments, which is very reassuring for Virginia fans, I think. Joe, I understand recently from a press release that the College Hall of Fame is going to move from South Bend, Indiana, down to Atlanta. Have you been involved with any of those conversations, or have you seen any news about that?
The College Football Hall of Fame?
Yes, sir.
They have moved to Texas. As far as I know,
right?
I didn't know anything about them moving to Atlanta, but it's probably a good idea.
Well, there have been some artist renderings that are being passed around, coming out of the ACC concerning it, and very modern. You know, a lot of big video screens and so forth,
right.
And you know, a big, you know, a lot of glass and steel and that kind of thing. So.
Now, speaking of video screens, Scott Stadium looks a little different now than when you played.
That's right. The fellow that's running the Hall of Fame, Haskell, is really outstanding, and he's going to do an awful lot for the College Hall of Fame. They're having their dinner. They had their dinner last night, I think.
You know, George Welsh and Jim Dombrowski were recently inducted. You were there to greet them, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
Was that a lot of fun?
Well, it was on the football field. They did that, and they had some other players, Tom Scott and myself and some others. Bill Dudley then passed away.
Right. Well, I was at the Dudley Awards last night. It was very almost strange and eerie not to have Bullet Bill addressing the audience as he had done for many, many years. So.
Right. Well, we were at a loss to when we lost him. He was one in a million.
He really was. Joe, who were some of your favorite teammates or roommates or whatever when you were at UVA?
Well, I went to school in prep school and with a guy named Charlie Mott, Chief Nesbitt, Carl Smith, who gave $50 million to the stadium. I roomed with Carl for 6 years, and nothing ever rubbed off on me, I'll tell you. We just had to work hard, especially, you know, if you weren't a great big guy, you got to be fast.
Joe, before we let you go, we generally always ask our former players, basketball, football, and others, if they recall a favorite moment or two during their playing days.
Well, one of them was the University of Pennsylvania in 1949. They were ranked fifth in the country. And my coach says, I want you to do one thing, Plumbo. I want you to tackle that fullback, Ray Dooning, if he has the ball or he doesn't have the ball. And I says, okay. So we got down, and the ball snapped, and I got him, and he said, I got him, and then we went back, and the same thing happened again. He says, what in the hell are you tackling me for? I don't have the ball. I says, my coach told me to do it, and I do everything he tells me to do.
That's a good player that listens to instructions. You know, we probably need some players like that today, both football and basketball.
Well, I think you'll find, again, that Mike London is going to do a magnificent job. He's a hard worker. He gets those kids in shape, and we'll see. You'll know you're going to know soon enough that he's going to put on. He didn't take many of the red shirts. He's using them very wisely.
Yes.
And the guy at William and Mary did that. Grome and
The guy down at Wake Forest, Jim Grome.
I mean Wake Forest.
Right.
Yeah. He did a good job, and I think that probably Mike will in some way emulate that movement.
Well, Joe, we thank you for joining us tonight. It's been a real pleasure. We'll let you get back to your dinner or the rest of your evening, but we do appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us tonight.
Well, I feel very honored. Thank you.
Well, we're the ones that are honored. Joe Palumbo, football legend at the University of Virginia, joining us tonight. And I guess we'll have your friend from Atlanta before too long. Otherwise, we can go back and pick up a little discussion of – you want to do the play of the game now?
Well, no.
No.
Let's talk about the Dudley Awards that took place last night. Very exciting. An annual affair. Chance for the city of Richmond and the state of Virginia to celebrate football in the Commonwealth. And, you know, it's interesting. Chris Byrd, UVA's outstanding wide receiver, was recognized last night. And he won the Touchdown Club's Offensive Lineman / End Award. Chris Byrd played at Matoaka High School right here in Richmond. And is doing really, really well.
And the good news is he's a junior, so he will be back next year.
He's back, and it was nice to see him, and he's still in good spirits, and he's got his confidence. And anyhow, I think we have Brian Davis on the line, I believe. Brian, are you there?
I'm here, Frank.
All right, we didn't have a chance to tease you other than to say that you were coming on, but Brian is the currently the president of the Bill Dudley Scholarship Foundation, and boy, we had a lot to celebrate last night at the Dudley Awards, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. It was a good evening. It was a lot of fun.
I understand you're down in Atlanta now, and we appreciate you calling in tonight. Tell us a little bit about the latest scholarship winner.
Well, last night's scholarship winner was Brody Hinkst, who is a senior at St. Christopher's. And, you know, he went through the review process along with several other people, many other people that were nominated by local high school football coaches and their athletic directors, and he was the one that rose to the top. And, you know, Brody is a guy who, you know, he made the first team all-prep league this year as a linebacker. He led the league with 106 tackles. And, you know, those are just a few of the, you know, the athletic accomplishments that he had. But, you know, some of the other criteria to win the scholarship include your, you know, academic performance, community service, and also some financial need.
Well, based on his bio here, Brian, he has a 4.0 GPA, takes AP and honors classes. Let's see here. He has a passion for mentoring. He's a peer advisor. He's a MAID mentor, helping middle school children. Also a drug and alcohol facilitator for middle school kids. Does a lot of volunteering for Meals on Wheels, William Byrd Community House, Loaves and Fishes. Believe it or not, his dad, Gary Hinkst, was at University of Richmond when I was in grad school, and Gary played on some outstanding football teams at University of Richmond back there in the mid to late 80s, and what a terrific guy, and enjoyed meeting his wife, Erin, as well.
Well, he did seem to do it all, didn't he? And he does come from a great family. We had an opportunity to meet his parents and his proud grandfather last night at the dinner.
Also, his football coach at St. Christopher's, Michael Turner.
That's right. He was there as well.
Now, does he have an idea where he's going to school next year?
Brian, you know the schools that he's looking at, right?
Well, he's looking at several. There's still a recruiting process is going on, some Ivy League schools, some local schools as well. So he has not made any decisions yet. I'm not sure if he's actually received any offers. I don't believe he has. But his dream is to become an orthopedic surgeon. So that's part of the consideration as well.
Well, he's an outstanding young man, and Brody Hingst we're talking about. I know that I think he made the comment that he likes he's really interested in William & Mary and also the University of Richmond. And
that's right.
I think based on his size and his skill set and his work ethic, I think he'd be an outstanding contributor at those programs. So, you know, we wish him well. And, Brian, any further thoughts on the Dudley Scholarship?
Well, I think, you know, he's going to be successful. If you look at some of the recent winners that we've had, they certainly are being very successful right now. We've got some academic All-Americans. We've got some players that are, you know, leading their teams in a variety of statistics. And, you know, it's really just a great group of individuals that we have that have won this scholarship. And, you know, if you're interested in hearing more about it or seeing more about it, we've got a website, BillDudleyScholarship.com. And if anybody's looking for a tax deduction, it's not too late. We can help you out there as well.
Well, I think everybody should think about making a nice small gift or even a large gift, because the Dudley Scholarship goes to a young man from the greater Richmond area. And recent winners, including Greg Gallup, who's now up at UVA as a walk-on on the football team, and also we've got Chris Smith up at Yale, who's really had a tremendous year, and just a couple weeks ago was the Ivy League Performer of the Week, I believe. And then Adam Murr is on the ESPN All-American academic team.
That's right.
Playing out of Columbia. So a lot to be proud of with the Bill Dudley Scholarship. And, Brian, you're doing a great job. And please stay in touch with us. We're hoping to get Michael Turner, the coach at St. Christopher's, to come on in the next couple of weeks. So maybe we can talk further about Brody as well as Thompson Brown, the outstanding tight end potential. I know he's got a scholarship offer from UVA. So,
yeah, that's right, Frank. And we also have a few other exciting things that we're planning to do that we could talk about later as well. That would be that'd be fantastic.
We'd like to bring you back on. I know you're planning a big fundraiser for next year, and we look forward to having you on.
Great. Thank you.
Brian, have a great night. And I think what we're going to do now is we're going to head to our break and come back with the Olympic sports update. Hang with us.